Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan, Ma'amidin b'kevas nevelo. You'll have to take out the milk inside the stomach of a keva and use it to make cheese with it. Like we said before, you have to chazor, it's called pir shebel mitzmuta. But v'yein ma'amidin b'kevas shchita sovikichovim. But in the case where a goy shechted the animal, then the milk you find inside the keva, it's also to use. So what's the reason? The yom that he holds, stam machshev asodik chovim lavodis kachovim. Stam the machshev of a guy is being done l'shem avodah zarah. So therefore, when the guy made a shechita, it was done l'shem avodah zarah. Therefore, the animal is also banor. When it's also banor, even the cave, even the pirush inside is also banor. And the svar is because the animal looks nicer the fatter it is. So anything inside the animal is called part of the avodah zarah. It's all also banor. Omle said back to him, "V'yela kaman, who do you hold like that? Kiyosi Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, Gam Rav Yechanan, that he says that ma'amidim, no, you let him make cheese from the milk chorus that you find inside the stomachs. Bein kevas nevela, bein bekevas shchita sotachavim. Even though a guy made a shchita, still, and we hold shle lachash divrei Reb Leza, we're not afraid for the shita of Reb Leza." A stam guy when he shechted, we don't hear he did l'shem avodah zarah. We say min astam was not done l'shem avodah zarah, and therefore the animal is still muta b'hano. It's only yasa b'achila, and therefore the cave with this milk that you find inside the stomach, it's not considered milk. It's considered pure shabalma. It does not have the easter of the behema. Therefore, it's muta. And the word says the hilchos of what's the maskana? Ein ma'amidim bi'or kevas nevela. True, you're not allowed to use the skin of the stomach of a nevela to be maimed, because since the skin is also machmasasmas a nevela, it's maimed the cheese, it's maimed the milk, it's not bottle, it's also. Avo mamidim bekevas nevela bekevas shchitas of the chovim. But you let him make cheese by using the rennet, by using the milk that you find inside the stomach, whether the animal is a nevela or whether the animal had a shchita through a guy. In both cases, we hold it's not also b'hano, it's on, and therefore it's called pishab almon. That it's mutter to make cheese with it. Then it's, now, in parentheses, the Gemara of the Girsa, the kevas ksheira, the stomach of an animal of ksheira, she yanked him a treif, even though it nursed from a behema treifa. And the kosh came for sure, the kevas treifa, the stomach of a treifa, she yanked even though it nursed from a ksheira. In both cases, this Girsa holds that the milk is mutter. My taima cholav amachunis bo, the milk you find inside it, pir shabiyamu, it's only called pir shabiyamu, it's called like junk, it doesn't have a lochom of the animal itself. Therefore, it's mutter. Yeah, Mishnah says now, Yechoymer ba'chelev mi bedam. Certain halacha is the chelev of the animal is more chomer than the blood of the animal. And Vechoymer bedam mi bechelev. Certain times the blood, the dam, is more chomer than the chelev, than the fat of the animal. Now, Choymer ba'chelev, the chelev has the chomer of the animal, Sha'chelev moilem boy. The chelev of a korban is an istamila. Let's say a korban oilo. Rashi says in Korbanu do Kodesh Hashem hein. The chelev, that's part of the emurim, it's supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach. It's called Kodesh Hashem, and the kanim have no right to use it. And therefore, if you have enough from it, you're over in isamila. Rashi says, but the dam, even of a korban, is no isamila. The Gemara runs out from Sukkim. We'll see. That's one chumra meilam boy, and also the chayav molav mishum pigul v'noisa v'tomei. That they have a korban that the kohen had to grow machshav and made the korban into pigul. Or else the meat or the fats were left over. It's chal nisa pigul upon the fats also. It's chal nisa pigul and nisa on the fat also. And it didn't betume. Rashi says, "Im ochle betume saguf chayiv shtei chatois." If the kohen eats it and he's tume, he's chayiv two chatois. One mishum chelev and achas mishum tume saguf shibikaros. As a kid, so the chelev of the korban has a locha like the boster of the korban. And therefore, these yisurim are chal upon the chelev also. Ma'ashen kein bedam. By dam, you don't have it. You don't have an issa. Noisa pigul tamei. The dam is not called part of the basar of the korban. Now, v'chayme bedam. Dam also has certain chumrus. V'chayme bedam. Shehadam noy bebehema v'chayi v'yoif. The dam is an issa to eat the dam, whether it's a behema, whether it's a chayi, whether it's a noif. You can't eat the blood of it. Bein tamei mu bein tamei, whether the tor, whether the tamei, you have the issa. The chelev though, ain't a noigel of a behemoth Torah bovad, but the chelev is only also by a behemoth Torah. Rashi's Kedusha, the pasuk says, "Min a behemah shi'akrivu mimeno."
mashmoni a behema that you can bring a korban from. Such a behema, the Torah says you can't eat a tchelev, but mashenkein a oif or a chaya, the tchelev is a muta. What in a behema tomeya also there's no with the tchelev. Rabbi Gemara says, how do we know this? Rashi says that the chaylev yesh by milo, that the chaylev, the fats of the korban, has nisa milo. V'loy maflig, the afilo chaylev kodeshim kalim, even the chaylev kodeshim kalim, afagav deim ben milo, bechayayim, like when a korban shlomim, when it's alive, the korban is no isa milo. The amom and bailam heim, the money belongs to the owner. But if you make a shchita and you're supposed to burn the yimurim, then we hold yesh by mila be yimurayim liyachash nizrak domim. After the kohen makes his rikas adam, now the mitzvah is to burn the yimurim. So on that fat, if you have hanor from it, you're over nisamila. So how do we know this? Omer Rav Yana Yom Kippur, the pasuk says kashe yurom mi shor zevach hashlomim. Rashi says be yimurei par kohen mashiach ziv. This is a chatis. It says that by the murm of the power, it says, burn those fats the same way the same way you'd burn it from a korban shlomim. So the question is, v'chiman lo madnu mishor zevach hashlomim. What do we learn out from a korban? Yeah. Rashi says, v'chiman lo madnu tikoma kechoil. Says here, v'chol mashem mafrishin imur mishlomim kach yifrishu mizeh. Mashem learning out that the same way you burn Yemafresh the murim of a korban shlomim, the same way here is the power of a korban mashiach. Afkani murim of roshim as the chelav machas as a kerev. For the kashri is the Torah says everything exactly the same. So what's the really learning out for? The same thing the Torah says about a korban shlomim, what fats you have to burn. The same thing is by this power of the korban mashiach. So what are we learning out? The chimal lomadnu mishozev hashlomim miyat harayze bol lumad benim salama. It's the opposite. Not all we learning out from a korban shlomim, but the opposite of Korban Shlomim has been learned out from this power, this chatis. Yemake shor zevach hashlomim lepar kohen mashiach. We make hekesh to the Korban of Shlomim, to this Korban that the kohen gadol has to bring when he did a chet. This Korban mi'or chatis. That ma par kohen mashiach, just like the kohen gadol, he has to bring his power. Yesh boi milo, pshitid is nisim milo upon the fats, bechel boi. But we'll soon see why, because the whole thing is burnt. Is af shor zevach hashlom the same thing on a korban shlomim? Yesh by milo, you have the nisa milo on the fats of the imurim. And the chiddush is even though like Rashi says a korban shlomim, before you bring the zrikas adam, there's no isa milo. But if you make a zrikas adam, now a korban shlomim has the same halacha the imurim like this chatas. Omalei Rebbe Chanina, so Bechina said back, Omalei Rebbe Chanina, kiyu rezu sheshonu Rebbe. Like, is it black to you? Like, how come you don't like what Rebbe taught us? That Rebbe taught us, the Postik says, Kol Chelev Lashem. Says Kol Chelev Lashem, Rashi says, B'Kotshim Kalam Ksiv. Says this Postik by Kotshim Kalam. Lochi Ksiv Bu Lashem, Lameim with the Kotshi Hashem Karinabe. It's called Kotshi Hashem Linyu Milo. So the Mor says, the Rabbi say, Muri Kotshim Kalam Lumilo. That's what Rebbe Chanina learns out. That's what Rebbe learns out. That the Chiddush here, the Nisim Milo, on the Yimurim of a Kotchim Kalim, of a Korban Shlomim, it's fast that you have to burn. That's the post, the Chol Chelev Lashem is Lerabbis that is Mila on Kotchim Kalim. So what do you have to learn out from this power of the Kohen Mashiach? Learn out from this posik. So Rabbi Abayi says, yes, Yitzchak, we need both Sukkim like. The Kos Rachmona Chelev, we just said the second posik, Chol Chelev, have a Mila Chelev in. Only the fat is an Issa Mila. But your Seres, but the yeseres, the lobe on top of the liver, or the two kidneys, Rashi says, the lav chelev ikri, these things are not called chelev, maybe there's no isamila on the korban shlomim. Therefore, Kos Rachman, the Torah writes, kashe yuram, mashm, anything that's burnt, all the yimurim that you have by the power, kohen mashiach, all those yimurim by korban shlomim also, the din is to, it's nisamila. If so, just say that. No, the Kos Rachman, kashe yuram, yes, we have the second for that posik. Of Kasha Yurim, that a Korban Shlomim is like a par Korban Mashiach, have I would have thought to say, Chelev Alyo, the Leisei Bishor. Let's see, the fat upon the tail that you don't have by Yishor. Hashir, if so, Loi, there's no Isimila, I would have thought to say. It's because Rachmona, Kol Chelev, the Torah says, no Chelev, Kol Chelev, any fats. even the fats of the tail of a korban shlamim. Rashi says, Aliyo, the less they be sure loy nimulobo, ki maisi kevis, the shamna brings a kevis, yaleim for korban shlamim. The aliyas ha kevis karinim bay. There is the tail you have to burn. Kosach mona kol chelif. The Ashkar Khan Aldiya Dikri Khalif, we know that the tail is called fat, Ichsiv, Khalbay Aldiya Aliya Tanima. South the posted from Pa doesn't have the tail, it's not the Imurim. So learn out to spot the Kochilid, even the fat of the tail also, you bring a kevis. For Shlomim, it's also Nisanila. So you need both sukkim. Oh Malay Rav Morwil Rav Zavid, I Aliya Ikri Khalib, if the tail is called Khalib, the fat, it's sotissa bachila. It should even be yasa bachila. Even every tail of a lamb should be yasa bachila. If you say it's called chelav, and that's what nisa murim to burn in tissa mila. So how come we're allowed to eat it on a regular behema? Well, Malay said back to Malach Omakru, and this the pasuk says, "Kol chelav shor v'kesa v'eiz." It says, "What fat is also only a fat that's shove with a shor, a kesa v'eiz." It means dovra shava b'shava kesav yez, only fat that you have on all three animals. Mashenkin, the tail that you don't have by your shor, even though you have it by kesav, it's not also. Rashi says loyosu toriel lahanoy b'kulam. The ali ainu mehegis loy b'shava loy days, or shor and yez. The goat doesn't have tails, doesn't have fat there. Only the lamb. Therefore, it's not also. Therefore, we'll not eat it. Yom Ravashi says. Chelboy Ali Ikri. It's called the fat of the tail. But Chelev Stam Li Ikri. It's not called Stam Chelev. That you're not, it's not also teeth. It's not treif like it. It's not a Chelev on it. So if on a regular behemoth, Chulin, you're allowed to eat the Chelev of the tail. Elamiyat is so the Gemara's question. Lo Yimlabo. It's so that there shouldn't be Nista Milu either. Rashi says, why? The Milu, you call Chelev Lashem Nafgalon. For a mat that love Chelev. That's not called Chelev. So this should not be included from the Pasuk. We call Chelev Lashem. Ella, you have to come back and say Machvata Kirov Zvid. You have to come back and say clearly the better answer is like Rav Zvid said. The post says Kochel Shor Kesav Yez, only Chelav that's Hushvu B'Shloshton. But this fat you don't have B'Shloshton, it's not Osetit. But Avada, the Chelav of the Aliyah is called Chelav. Now the Gemara says the Mishnah Mashen came B'Dam. By Dam you don't have Inisimilo. So how do we know this? There's no isamila on the dam of a korban. So Amul Ulu, the Yom Kippur Pesach says lechem. Rashi says vanina sat lechem. It says we give the dam shlechem yehi almo lav kotche gevoyhu. That the dam is not called kotche gevoyhu. It says lechem shlechem yehi. It belongs to you. Meaning there's no isamila. The very Rabbi Shmuel Tan he learns like this. It says lechaper with the dam of a korban we use for kaporah. This week's dam is mechaper on the mizbeach. So we dashin lekaporah nesativ for the early mila. It was only given for kaporah and not for mila. There's no isamila. Rashi says v'loy shi'e kori shali limoboy she'enu medes al lechaper b'shvilchem. The dam is given for our sake, for our kaporah, and not like tzorchi Hashem. Rabbi Yechon the Gemara says Rabbi Yechon says. That Omar Kro the Pesach says who lefnei kapora kliacha kapora. It says who by dam. Mashma dam always has the same halacha, the same way it is lefnei kapora before the zrika, the same way it is lecha kapora. So mal yacha kapora, just like after you made the zrika sadam. Ein boy milo pshita, then there's no isamilu anymore on the shirayim, because it's not called kodesh Hashem anymore. Like you already made the zrika. Is so after lefnei kapora the same thing the dam before the zrik also the svar is ein b'milo there's no isamilo. That's the pasuk of who Rashi says mashme v'yosan yehei that le'olam dinoi shova. The din of the dam never changes the same way it is later it is before also. So since later for sure we have to kapora there's no isamilo, it's not oimit to be kodesh Hashem anymore. So what then before zrik also there's no milo. The Eimer, what do I say? Hu liyacha kapor klefnei kapor. Say the opposite way. Say the dam the same way it is before kapor, that there is an istamila, maybe that's the same way it is lacha kapor. Even after you make a zriko, if you'd have hanor from the dam, maybe you would be over the istamila. And say, ma lefnei kapor. In Svar, I would have said, just like before kapor. there's a nisr mila on the dam, yesh by mila, if you have hanor from it, is maybe after yacha kapor, the same thing should be alacha kapor also, yesh by mila, should be nisr mila. So Moshe says, no, that can't be. Ein lechodobr is nothing. Shenasa mitzvosoi umoylum boy, there's nothing that you did its mitzvah. Like here, once you made this rika sadam, it's called nasa mitzvosoi. You did the mitzvah this rika. So once you did the mitzvah, you're not over the yisr mila anymore. So therefore, Pshita, once you made this rika sadam, there can't be mila afterwards. So therefore, the Pasuk who was teaching us that who I did before this rika, also there's no yisr mila on dam. So Moshe says, is that true? Veloi, is there nothing after mitzvah, so there's no yisr mila? For a truma sadeshin. Here, truma sadeshin means you used to take a truma, a cupful of the ashes off the mizbech every morning. The nasa mitzvosa, those ashes, you already did the mitzvah, you already burnt the korban already, came into ashes already. So it's called the nasa mitzvosa. Still lumoylem boy. If somebody has hanor from those ashes, you're over the yisemila. Rashi says truma sadeshin means kol boik every morning. Term used to take a truma mideshin mizbech, molimachta, a shovelful. And they used to put it on the side of Mizbech, and there's Nivlorisham, and there's Nisir Mila there. So Mara says, Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says there, Vesamu Eitzla Mizbech, you should put it next to the Mizbech. And we dash and put it there, and it stays there. Meaning to say, you can't have enough from it, Sosabano. So even though the ashes is already Nasim, it's Sosa, it's still Sosabano. There's Nisir Mila on it. So Mara says, true, but you can't learn out from this. Mishum Devi Trumas Hadeshen or Big De Kuna. There's another Chiddush by Big De Kuna also. Rashi says it means the Abo Big De Lovin. She Kohen Godin Nichus Ben Lefayim Lefnim. Yom Kippurim. The four special white begotten that the Kohen Godin wears on Yom Kippur. So that we say, Tunin Geniza Lomis. You have to bury it and hide it. You can't use it. So there, it's also, even though it's Nasa Mitzvason, there's Nisimilur on it. So Mora says, Big De Kuna. And these two things are Shnei Ksum Raboin Ki Yechud, that these are two special Kedushim, two special Psukim we have here, by the true Mitzvahshin and by the Big Day Kohen Gadol, that even though it's Nasa Mitzvos and it's also Banor, there's Nisim Miller on it. And therefore the Klal is that the whole Shnei Ksum Raboin Ki Yechud, anytime you have two Psukim coming together, Ein Melamden, you can learn out from it. That's the Klal. That is, if you would learn that all over the Torah, you just should have said it one time. And from that, I would learn out. Since the Torah said it twice, mashma only these two places and no place else. So Mora says that depends. Hanicha, this is good, l'rabbonim d'yamri, v'hinichem shom melamed shetunin geniza. If you learn the rabbonim, it's very good. It says by the Big Day Kohen Gadol, v'hinichem shom, you should put it there. And the rabbonim say, it means melamed shetunin geniza, you can't use it anymore. That's also bano. Elo l'rabbi doisa d'yoma. It just means, l'yishtamash b'em yom kippur macher. Just means the Kohen Gadol should not use it the next year. But in between, you're allowed to use it. Rashi says, "Kshem him l'Kohen Hedyit, kol hashana, shekohen hedyit mishamish ben be'abor kelim." A regular Kohen Hedyit can use these four clothing the whole year. If so, what does it say the word v'nichem shom? Rashi says, "Malamish le'yistamish l'Kohen Yom Kippur acher." Just he shouldn't use it for next Yom Kippur. But then you don't have a special pasuk to say that it's also banor. There's nisimila. So according to him, there's no Yisr Mila by Big Day Kohen Gadol. And so there's only one Pasuk by Truma Sadeshin. So let's learn out from Truma Sadeshin. Just like here, even though it's Nasa Mitzvah, it's also Banor, it's Yisr Mila, all over should be the same way. So Mora says, Elam Yishrum Dehevi Truma Sadeshin Vi Egla Rufa. It says the same Chiddush by Egla Ruf also. That these are Shnei Ksum Obroin Ki Yechub, Shnei Ksum Obroin Ki Yechub, Eimalamdin. Egla Ruf also, Rashi says, Afu Pi Shnasa Mitzvosoi, even though you made the Egla Ruf, you chopped off its head, Asura banor, it's also to have banor from it. Yechsir b'yorpa shom take for osoy, it's also to bury it there. So even though it's nasa mitzvos, it's also banor. And therefore it says these two places ain't melamdin. So Mora says, honich lamandi yomei melamdin. That's very good of the old law when it says two times, you can't learn out. But elo lamandi yomei melamdin, if Sotera says something twice, so what? Still you can learn out all over. So Michael lameima. Let's learn out from Truma Sadeshin and from Egla Rufa all over that you say, even though it's Nasa Mitzvot, it should be also Banor. So Mora says, I'll tell you, Trei Miyutei Ksiv. It says two Miyutim, as if to say, Rashi says, Afu Lamandiyam B'yam Malamdin, Hani Hi, you don't learn out from. Because there's a Miyatakroa Mashma only here and no place else. So why? The Mora says, Trei Miyutei Ksiv Hocha. Ksiv, it says, V'samoi Hosam. It says, V'samoi Hosam. Masha by the Truma Special says Vishomoy Rochiksi Vishomoy. And so as Mashma, this should be put there only this, nothing else. Hosa Megla Rufa says Hoa Rufa, the hey. So therefore there's two mutim. Now it's Lose Kroi, yeah, period. So that's the reason why we don't run out from these two places.
Yeah.
Says it's Kashatay with the Bechatzagi. Would have been enough just as one was a miyut. But alright, my core point is a miyut here that from these two you kill it out to all the places. So that's the klal that once something is nasa mitzvah side, there's no more isa miyut anymore. Now the more is the question, but losa kroi lomli bedam. How come we have three psukim by dam? Rashi says, lochem lechaplen hu. We have three psukim by dam to say that there's no isa mila on the dam. What do we need three psukim for? Sumara says, chada, one pasuk is lemute minoisa. The dam has no isa noisa. Even though it's left overnight, there's no isa noisa. Rashi says, shenitoisa, vishadu boy bedam, and you ate the dam the next day, you're not over in isa noisa. That's one miyat. Vechad lemute minoisa. That is, if you have hanor from it, you're not over in isa mila. V'chad l'mute mituma, that even though you're tummy, if you eat it, you're not chay mishum tuma, you're only chay mishum dam, you're not chay mishum tuma. Avul mi pigul etzor kro, but after to say if there's a chal din pigul on the korban, that the dam is not also, I don't need a posik. Why not? The tznan is not like this. Kol shiyesh lematirin, anything that has, that needs something to be matiritit. Bein liyod and bein l'mizbeach, whether like you need a zrikas of dam to be matter the korban on the mizbeach or to eat, and then chayov malo mishum pigel. But the dam, that's only the meat of the korban, or even the chela of the imum you want to burn on the mizbeach, that the zrikas of dam is what's matter it. But the dam gufa, the dam of the korban itself, matteru. The dam itself, you don't need anything to be matter the dam, adarabba. The dam is the first thing that's put on the mizbeach, and that's what's matter other things. So therefore, pshita, there's no iser or pigol chal upon dam. So on dam I don't need a pasuk. Dam I know it anyway. Yehadin alecho kol avosa. Here now the Mishnah says, for or the skin of an animal, for horoitiv, that's the juice of the animal, for yakefa, that's also a type of gravy of the animal. The kefa, as she says, tavlin, that's like spices, veinatzmon, lab oichlin chashivil lesrufim starfin. That's like the gravy, the spice in the bottom of the gravy. It's not called an oichl by itself. You don't need it by itself, but it'll be starf. It'll be part of something else. That's called vakefa. Then via olul. We'll see in the Gemara what that is. That's some type of the meat. Rashi says. Gemara first. I'll explain. Vihatzamas. Or the bones of an animal. Rashi says, Sheish ben moich, even though they have marrow inside it. For oichol, the oitzem shaymalo, lefikim estarfi moi. Therefore, the bone is also inspired to be called part of the food. Vi hagidim, and the veins of an animal. Vi hakenayim, that's the horns of the animal. Vi hatlofim, that's the hooves of the animal. It's mistarfin letame tumas oichlim. Case we have meat on these things. And we know for meat to makabel tumah, it has to be the size of a beitza. So let's say the meat itself is less than a beitza. But these things make up the shear of a beitza, so these things are mitzdarf with it to give it a shame oichol, to give it a shame shear to makabel tumah.
Yeah.
So that's called all these things, the skin and the right from the cave of olo, but tells the gidul kanayim, they're mitzdarf from the tamay tumas oichlin. Avoloi tumas nevelis. They don't give it a tumas nevelis. Rashi says, "Im menav lahein a metamin. If these things are from an avela, there's no tumor on them. For if it's from the kezayis, lasim shi avela tamei. On an avela, you have a kezayis of an avela metamei. The tanya when they losar, v'loy biyatzom, v'loy begidim, v'loy biyor. And even though they're a shomer, still it's not a star for this tumor chamura. So for the tumor of nevela, these things are not a star. It has to be bosar and not these things. V'loy the tumas nevelas." Now, kiyotzeboy, a similar loch like this also. Rashi says, kiyotze means, yeshu metama tuma seichlin, yis makabu tuma min asheretz, metama oichlin acherim, but it's not metama, melev tumas nevelis. So another thing also like this is the word, kiyotzeboy, hashoichet behemet tumeyo, liyevi kechovim. Yidishech te behemet tumeyo, tfor goy.
or else a mafacheset, or else if it's shaking around. So Rashi says, Hashechet behemet tmei levchovim, v'davka Yisroel, v'davka shchita, v'davka tmei, v'davka levchovim. Means Yisroel, Rashi says, sheshochat behemet tmeia. If a goy, if a Jew shechted a behemet tmeia, sorfad gechovim. V'yod mafacheset, and it's still moving around, afagav lechazav gechovim, it's not fit for the goy to eat yet, because by goy you can't eat it until it really dies, otherwise nisayif minachai, and the shchit does not matter at fin, afidu ochi. However, Yisrael shechted, since a Jew shechted it, is shchit to ma'yasehi, and biashchon, and usually by a Jew, as soon as you make a shchit, it's called an eichel already. It's mishav lo eichel. There's michal nisa tumor on the meat. That's the chiddush over here. Again, that if a Jew shechts the behemah tzemeya for a goy, and even though the behemah is mafaches, is moving around, so really, really the shchit doesn't help. And really, really the goy can't eat from it yet, because it's moving around. It's not dead yet. Still, since a Jew made the shchit, and for a Jew usually shchit helps, here also it's metama tumas eichlin. This meat right now is called an eichel, and if a sheretz touches it, it'll become tamei. Avoloi tumas nevelis. But a tumma nevela the meat doesn't have yet, atcha tumas till it really dies. Oyat sheyatis es roisha, or unless you cut off its head, then it's called dead and completely. Now, ribo le tamei tumas eichlin. There's a lot of extra halachas about tumas eichlin. More than we find by Hilchos Tumas Nevelis, these two dinim in the Mishnah. Then we'll see in the Gemara the Pesukim for this. That for Tuma Oichlin, it's easier to Mkabel Tuma than it is for Tumas Nevelis. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ha'olu, we'll soon see what that means, Ha'machunis, this Olu, if it's collected together, Ha'machunis, in Yesh Poi Kizayas, Ha'machim Mechad Chayib Olov. We have gezayis in one place, but not long yichayiv. Rashi says, "Hamuchus hanesa b'mokim mechad ohel b'yachshevei lebotel yevchoshev abos nevela yelchayiv olov in noga v'nichus lemikdash oyocha kodesh." That if you just touched it, so you become tamei, and then yichayiv if you go into the base of mikdash or you touch him, you be chayiv for it. Yeah, we'll see in the Gemara exactly what this olal is. Now the Gemara says, "Taninim we learned lohoda tanabonim, we learned in a brisa." That shomrim l'tuma kalo v'loy shomrim l'tuma chamura, certain things is a shomer, is a watcher, and therefore it's like a toughless bottle to it, it becomes part of it for a tuma kalo, like tumas eichlin, but it's not called a shomer, it's not a watcher, it doesn't become part of it for tuma chamura. What is now shomrim l'tuma kalo minolim, like our Mishnah says, or that's the chura shomer for it, or else the gidim, the kanayim, you'll see. How do we know this? Someone else says Shemim l'tumah kalim inolim. The Tani we learned. The Rabbi Shmuel. Pasuk says, "I'll call zera zeruah." In any seed, if water falls, it's mekabel tumah. Kedera shebnei yodim moitzian lezriah. The same way a person takes out these seeds to plant. Chita b'kiposa. You plant a piece, a seed of wheat with its shell around it. Usara b'kiposa, and a piece of barley with its shell around it. V'yadoshem lentos b'kiposa. Yeah. So this is talking about tumas eichlin. So for tumas eichlin, the Torah says even the shema, the klipa, the shell around it is also called an eichel for tumas eichlin. But for loy shema tumas chamura, but for tumas nevela you don't have this. We know, and how do we know? This is Tana Rabbanan. Plus has been nevela soy that when a behemoth dies, there's tumas nevela on it. That's only on the meat. But for loy bior, not on the skin. Shena love kizayis basar, a skin that does not have a kizayis basar on it. Has no tumas nevela. So kitz is a special gezeiras across of here. That when nevela soy, the nevela is only the bosser itself and not a shomer. Not something like the skin that watches the meat. That's not included part of the meat to have a tumas nevela. It's only part of the meat to make up a tumas oichlin. A kimekabel tumas, a tumas something else. But tumas nevela, that not. Alright, we'll stop here.